All right, let's get cracking. We've got our first speaker who is representing the amazing United Kingdom, operator of the YouTube channel. Ray uses Bitcoin Cash, and he actually paved the way for this conference by coming to Ljubljana, spending only Bitcoin Cash and documenting it on his channel. So if you haven't seen that, you can maybe check it out and pick up some quick travel tips. So without further ado, please welcome Ray Hatton for Adventures with Bitcoin Cash.
Thank you all for giving me the chance to speak today. Today we're going to embark on a journey that transcends traditional finance, exploring a world of financial inclusion, empowerment, and borderless opportunity. For too long, the legacy financial system has erected barriers that exclude billions from accessing basic financial services. But Bitcoin Cash represents a single paradigm shift, a chance to change the rules that create the future, an equitable and decentralized future for all. This first began with the creation of Bitcoin in 2009. It was a purely peer-to-peer version of electronic cash, which would allow online payments to be sent directly from one party to another without going through a financial institution. And this was the very first line of the abstract on the Bitcoin white paper created in 2009. Originally, this was Bitcoin, but has now been changed to Bitcoin Cash. Now, the reason why Bitcoin was created is to address problems in the legacy system. And the legacy system has some of the issues that we are seeing now. The first one is there is a requirement for government-issued ID or tax code. I came from the United Kingdom. Residents in the UK have to have something called a national insurance number, and people are unable to work until they're at the age of 16 to 17. So there's a huge lost opportunity of people being able to work until the age of 16 or 17. In addition to that, we have restrictions in the current legacy system, so people who are under the age of 18 do not have access to a bank account. So the legacy system is really, really handicapping the potential of the young populace. And also, I do feel that this is also creating a catalyst for crime and teenage crime as well, where people cannot practice skills, and instead they basically are sort of crippled by this legacy system. Another one is a lack of financial inclusion for billions worldwide. Because of the trouble in Ukraine, I am unable to send money from the UK to St. Petersburg in Russia because of the war in Ukraine, and no SWIFT payments are allowed. So that is another example of how the current legacy system is blocking transactions. Another one is the high fees and bureaucracy of the traditional banking service. There's certain KYC elements people have to submit all their personal information, and this is really, really excluding lots and lots of people from the current system. Many parts of the world, including the African continent, are also unbanked or underbanked, and this is a solution which Bitcoin Cash is looking to solve. Another one is financial censorship. If you have opinions outside of the regular norms, it's very easy for people to be censored. In the UK, a classic example is there's a person called Nigel Farage. He's very vocal, and he then has been censored by the media and had his bank accounts locked down. Another one, and this is one of the more obvious ones now, which is more visible, is a monetary debasement. We are seeing the cost of everything, everywhere, rise. And the very last one, and this is probably the most scariest of them all, is the issue of the introduction of CBDCs. The implications of this are huge, as this potentially could mean complete totalitarian control over the whole behavior and issuance of money. They could create, for example, elements like carbon. They can restrict people's travel, and it can be quite a scary future. But fortunately, I feel we have a solution for that, and that is Bitcoin Cash. Just before I continue on the slide, I'd like to mention that this photo here was taken about 4 years ago in London in the BrewDog conference, and I'd like to say thank you very much, Richard, for organising that. Thank you. So some of the potential areas that Bitcoin Cash can solve. So Bitcoin Cash is a fork of BTC, as the white paper had designed, and it's designed primarily for everyday transactions. Bitcoin BTC was originally designed as they called it a store of value, but it's not. As per the white paper, it is a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. It works frictionlessly, as you have low fees and fast confirmation times, making it ideal for microtransactions. So I could send just a few pennies all halfway across the world, and it would be instant. The second one is accessible to anyone with an internet connection. And it even gets better than that. You can even send offline payments. I was able to send to my friend in Sri Lanka, just through a text message, some Bitcoin Cash. Not only that, but now as contactless payments get more and more common, it is quite likely we're going to see just tap-and-go payments being more and more popular, and the transactions will go through. The other thing I'd like to mention is that there's also no need for intermediaries, which means you can transact peer-to-peer without a middleman. And there's some huge advantages with this, as this potentially means that no one can stop your transactions. You'll be able to transact, send your value from yourself to the person or service that you're buying instantly for free. And the last one is you can send your money anytime, any day. And we are not limited with the restrictions of the Monday to Saturday service that we normally see with banks. And you're able to send even on a Sunday at midnight, and the transactions go through seamlessly. So how can we use Bitcoin Cash in our daily lives? And I'd like to give a few examples of how this is possible. And I'd like to say a thank you to the Bitcoin.com team for creating Bitcoin.com maps. This is a very common and popular tool where people will be able to find local merchants near themselves, contact the merchants, and then have a chance to spend and replace Bitcoin Cash. I'd also like to say thank you to GoCrypto and Alipay for their solutions there, for making it possible at the Bitcoin Cash Bliss conference in Ljubljana. There's over 1,000 merchants, and it's possible to spend Bitcoin Cash at over 1,000 merchants around the city and north. One thing I'd also like to show is this image just over here. This is off Lake Bled. And I believe, Ryan, in the audience, you've been to Lake Bled today. So there you are, Ryan. And you've also been able to spend your Bitcoin Cash there. So if you have a chance in this conference, I would definitely recommend visiting Lake Bled. There's also a growing number of merchants and service providers globally that are now accepting Bitcoin Cash, and it is getting more and more popular. As I had mentioned previously, even Tap and Pay, and this is one of the facilities that I feel that people will be able to transact Bitcoin Cash frictionlessly without a lower barrier to entry, and that will be with using Tap and Pay services, and that's becoming now possible with services like Ubit and Nexo, and it's currently possible to actually use Tap and Pay services all within Europe, the Middle East, and the UK, and that's spreading globally as well. Another option is you have a chance to purchase on online services. There's so many services and domain names and VPN services where you'll be able to pay with Bitcoin Cash. I'd also like to say thank you so much to the guys at BitGree as well. You're able to purchase anything you wish from Amazon. All you need to do is just create one wish, and you're able to then purchase any product, any service using. So this is not just now a hobbyist project. This is a currency we can use in everyday transactions. The other thing I'd like to mention is you're able to now, if you have a merchant, you're able to actually onboard a merchant yourself using the Bitcoin.com tools. And use the cash register app there. So that's another option where you can use Bitcoin Cash. There's also further opportunities within the Bitcoin Cash space. So this image over here was me completing my hotel bill about 8, 9 months ago, just in this very hotel here that we have the conference. And it's something you'll also be able to look forward to, settling your bill and paying it with the GoCrypto.com terminal. Also, if you wish, and I'm sure you probably already have used, is Travala and CheapAir. You're able to book flights and hotels to any destination using Bitcoin Cash. So that's a wonderful opportunity. There are also, we're now seeing Bitcoin Cash being available and now used within various countries all around the world. So we have the Philippines, Paytaka, Australia, Townsville. We've got the USA with an enormous amount of usage being used in Florida, and St. Kitts Nevis, St. Martin, Slovenia, where we are, and the Czech Republic with Go Crypto, and India, and many, many more. So there's lots of countries all around the world where we're able to use Bitcoin Cash. And it's a growing ecosystem, and it's becoming it's used for worldwide payments. There are also other opportunities. So, for example, if you do have a local shop that you go to every day, you know the merchant and you're very familiar with the merchant, you can actually then use Bitcoin Cash and have a chance to onboard the merchant as well. And you can use tools like Bitcoin.com Maps as well to actually list the merchant so other consumers can see the merchant. There are also many opportunities to use your skills as well within Bitcoin Cash, so you can onboard. There's PR opportunities, marketing, coding, and creative industries as well. So there's lots and lots of opportunities and lots of ways to get involved with Bitcoin Cash. But Bitcoin Cash is not just for also the here and now. This can actually be used later in the future too. And there are tools and services available. Things like, for example, and I have spoken about this in other presentations, with using the Electron Cash. There's a plugin called the HODL plugin, which allows you to set time-locked transactions. So, and there are some big advantages for using tools like this. So you can actually potentially save your money safely for the future. And there are big advantages for that with this. And one of the first ones is it prevents impulsive trading. Because with us, we like to think that we can sort of sometimes we can compete with the market and sort of judge the market and buy low, sell high. But sometimes it can be quite tricky with trading. So the big advantage with the HODL contract is it prevents impulsive trading, and you'll be able to unlock your coins at a certain period of time. So you can either choose to unlock it at a certain block height, or you can unlock it at a certain point in time. Another one is that you're able to then create your own customized perpetuity schedules. So you can decide if you want to create and unlock a series of contracts over, say, a yearly schedule, or you can have it on a set of monthly schedules. So in essence, you can create yourself a bit like a Bitcoin Cash retirement plan, and separately had talked about that in a previous video. You're also able, and this facility also lets you basically save while you're enjoying life too. So you can spend and replace Bitcoin Cash, but while at the same time enjoying and living life. And also, another feature with this is it is a censorship-resistant solution for long-term wealth preservation. So you can, in essence, create a schedule where you can actually set it not just for yourself, but you could potentially give your children as well access to having these time-locked contracts. So in essence, this can be another mechanism for inheritance and wealth preservation too. And also lastly, it makes it much easier with payments. And with this incredible financial innovation, and this innovation is going to be driving and developing further over the next few years, we're going to see amazing innovation and solutions that are going to make things easier, quicker, and better for a more inclusive and perfect financial world. And I think with that, I would like to wrap up my presentation. I'd like to say thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak today. And I do appreciate it. And also, let's keep spreading the word and keep building. And I say thank you again.
All right. Well, as Ray was talking there, I was thinking, he said, you can all look forward to paying your hotel bill. And I think the hotel staff might be quite surprised that this is the only crowd that they will ever see at any conference that is enthusiastic about paying their bill at the end of their stay. How much did you say? Oh, more? Okay, let's crack straight on then. Our second speaker.